Welcome to Pit Pass Moto, the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. I'm Dave Sulecki.
And I'm PJ.
This week we have Director of Marketing of Moto America, Mike Crosby.
Moto America, the home of the AMA Superbike Championship, featuring 190-mile-an-hour superbikes, is the official sponsor of Pit Pass Moto. Don't miss a minute of the action this year in Moto America. You can get it all live streaming on Moto America Live Plus. Fox Sports will be airing all 20 superbike races this season, as well as on MAV TV. You'll be able to catch the Supersport races live as they happen. Four rounds are going to feature the Mini Cup by Motul. The first event is coming up quick, April 30th to May 2 at Road Atlanta. Get online at motoamerica.com. Get your tickets for that event. Follow Moto America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. What's the latest in industry and racing news?
We've got results from the Round 13 Atlanta Supercross. Now, this is a unique event because it was done at Atlanta Motor Speedway rather than in a dome. So very much like Daytona, it was an outdoor track considered indoor. So really, your favorite for those type events is almost always Eli Tomac. And winner of the 450 Supercross this last weekend was Eli Tomac on his Kawasaki, followed by 450 Supercross rookie Chase Sexton on his Honda, and then followed in third by Cooper Webb on his KTM. So we've got some real barn burning going on in that 450 class, and really the points are starting to shape up. We've got some rounds left, but right now Webb is your leader with 296 points, followed by Ken Roczen, who had a bad night in Atlanta. He's 22 points back, followed by Eli Tomac, who actually made up some ground on Webb this last weekend. He's 36 points back. So watch those next rounds coming up. We're going to see some good battling in the 250 Supercross West Series. We had another new winner in that class. Nate Thrasher, relative unknown on his Yamaha, Star Racing Yamaha, comes in first after winning his qualifier, followed by another Star Racing rider, Justin Cooper, on his Yamaha, and followed in third by Cameron McAdoo on his Pro Circuit Kawasaki. So really some great battling in that 250 West Series. Look to see that come down to the wire. So your points so far in the series, you've got Justin Cooper sitting out front with 131, followed by Cam McAdoo in second, who's 4 points back. So very close racing. Sitting in third, a little bit further back, is Hunter Lawrence, and he's 13 points back. So that's your series from this last weekend.
This week's Pit Pass trivia question is, who has won the most AMA road races in their career? We'll be back with that answer after we talk to Mike Crosby.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Well, welcome to Pit Pass today, Mike Crosby, new member of Moto America's team. How are you doing today, Mike? Thanks for taking the time. I'm sure you're very busy for joining us today.
Doing great. Thanks, guys, for having me. We're real excited to start the 2021 Moto America season.
And you, as we mentioned, have started a new role. What is your official title there at Moto America?
I am the Director of Marketing for Moto America. And just extremely happy to be with the organization. Been involved with Moto America for the last 6 years, so from the sponsor side of things, so it's real nice to be part of the team.
And did you get the call directly from Wayne, or does he send an emissary? Because that guy is impressive.
He is. And no, but I did have to interview with Wayne, but I've known Wayne for years. So it was quite enjoyable.
I can only imagine what he's done with the series and the whole team, not just him, but he is definitely one of the big faces of the organization. The changes they've brought about in his time and tenure, it's been amazing to watch what they've done with it and the growth that we're seeing. Are you seeing the same thing at your level?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we were, even for the 2021 season, coming out of a pandemic, we see ticket sales increasing tremendously. Last year, without fans at the races, we saw a huge increase in social media and TV ratings. So I think 2021 is going to be a really big year for the series.
Yeah. To that end, Mike, I know the King of the Baggers series was one of those types of events that just brought all kinds of love the direction of Moto America. What do you think was the key to that just going off the way it did?
I think it's just something new and exciting, number one. Number two, it's probably the largest segment of the industry as far as baggers and V-twins. Getting them involved is really the next step. And I know there's probably a lot of traditional road racing fans that, you know, poo-pooed it, but hey, the proof's in the pudding. It brought a lot of excitement.
And are you going to, I see through Moto America Online and with Moto America Live Plus, which I have been getting since it became a thing, are you guys going to do more of these super tickets? I read about the super ticket the other day, specifically for this upcoming Atlanta event.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, another exciting thing we're doing in the fact that we're kind of partnering with American Flat Track. Just so happens we're both in Atlanta on the same weekend. And so the American Super Ticket is basically $99. It gives you two race days at Moto America and then the Saturday night of racing at American Flat Track. So really it brings both genres of racing to the fan, and it's a great way to see both.
Is there any potential? I'm sure there's potential. Are there any other events where this might be something that could recur?
Definitely. We hope it will. Starting off with this one, I know a couple years back we did something in California with Laguna Seca and their Sacramento race, but not to the level of having a joint ticket. So this is all new for both of us. So we're kind of feeling this one out, see how it goes, and we'll kind of go from there. And then on top of that, this being our first race of the season in Atlanta, we're having a pre-race party Thursday night, and AFT will come out for that as well.
So Mike, kind of stepping back a little bit about yourself, you're a man of the industry. You've got a lot of background in let's say motorsports in general. I mean, where did it really all begin for you and kind of lead to where you're at today in motorcycling?
As you mentioned, I've been involved in motorsports my entire life. It really started very young. My father owned an auto parts store and grew up in that. And that was kind of it. Been involved in you know, mostly automotive for many, many years. And then got the motorsports bug. I was involved in off-road racing for quite a few years. Did the Baja 1000 and many other races. So just involved different aspects. Then when I started, I was formerly the marketing person for Liqui Moly. Got really in depth with Dorna and MotoGP and World Superbike, and then eventually Moto America, and just fell in love with the road racing side of things.
I'm kind of curious, though, over that course of time, you've been involved in what I would call our flagship brands in the industry. What's changed since, I say, early on in marketing versus what you do today with Moto America? I think that's evolved quite a bit. I mean, can you speak to that at all?
Oh, it's a tremendous difference. I mean, just go back a few years ago and you know, print, you know, was very relevant, and now it's not. So it's really changed as far as the electronic media and how we reach our core audience, whether it be through social media or, and let's face it, the younger generations, you know, don't necessarily tune into the typical media outlets. So having said that, I think that's what every marketing professional is dealing with right now, is trying to find the answer. And unfortunately, there isn't just one answer. You know, we keep throwing things on the wall to see what will work and what no longer works, which did 10, 15 years ago.
So you kind of find yourself engaging at many different levels, whether it's print or online, or how you're getting that reaction back from the users. Is that the game now?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you just don't know. I mean, this week it could be TikTok and next week it could be something else. And so you really have to broaden your horizons and try everything.
What areas do you think that you need to, as you're stepping into your new role, where do you see your focus needing to be laid?
Well, I mean, right now we're my first thing that I would do is we have some changes to make to our own website and get that up and running a little quicker, a little better. That's our first goal. And then continuing on from there, you know, like you mentioned, partnerships with American Flat Track. Hopefully next year we'll have MotoGP back in Austin. And that's been a great effort for us over the years. And so, and then just making sure that our, you know, this year we have 9 events. Normally we'll have 10 events, making sure that the word, you know, gets out on all those and just continue the growth of the series.
What percentage of events do you think you personally get to attend? I always ask anybody who works in the industry or directly for Moto America, how many of the races do you really get to go to? Do you get to go to all of them?
Yes. Yes. And that is definitely my goal this first year is to get to all of them, to meet all the people at the tracks and so on and so forth. So I think it's imperative that I get out to all of them and looking forward to it. Can't wait to get to Atlanta.
Gosh. And the one that really is I'm most excited about, I've been to pretty much all of them. I've never been to California for a Moto America event, but Brainerd, Minnesota, I'm so glad to see that back on the calendar. What changes do you know offhand? What changes Brainerd had to make to get back in the good graces where they had a raceable facility?
That I'm not 100% sure, you know, what they actually had to do, but they definitely have. And we're excited to go back to Minnesota as well. It's a great market for us. And just the Midwest, you know, with Brainerd and with Road America, there's a lot going on there. So, and at Road America, we'll have another bagger race. So we're real excited about that.
Yes, as am I. I just reserved my RV for that event yesterday.
So nice.
I go to that's essentially my home race. I've had my bachelor parties there. I've had birthday parties there. It is an amazing event and looking forward to everybody out there, who's your favorite racer this year?
You know, I being the true marketer, they all are. I can't just say one. This year will be a little different on the Superbike stage with Cameron no longer with the series, but we'll see if it's you know who rises to the top, whether it be Bobby Fong or there's a lot going on. So we're just excited to see new blood in the series, even from Europe. It'll be really interesting to see what happens this year.
Obviously, you mentioned the European blood coming to the series. Are you guys marketing in Europe actively the series here in America?
We do some. The nice thing is our television coverage has been picked up in Australia and the UK and among others. So that audience will definitely see the races. We've had a huge increase in our Live Plus subscriptions across the pond. So it's continued to grow. And now with, you know, with Garrett Kurloff over there and Cameron and Roberts, we're seeing, you know, that really grow. And that's what I think is super exciting for this year and the coming years is to see that the U.S. has representation in MotoGP and World Superbike as well as Moto America.
Yes, it is an exciting time and makes my heart smile that we have some not just Americans in the series, but really fast ones that are going to represent us well. Any of those guys that you just mentioned are absolutely capable, it seems, of being podium finishers on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to, I mean, just look at the first MotoGP, you know, our first two races, the two Americans did very well. So I definitely think we'll see them on the podium this year.
What's the big news at Moto America as far as the season to come? We're about to kick it off. Is it just the first event or is there something new this year that we haven't seen?
There's a couple things we're doing this year. We have the Build Train Race series with our female riders.
With Melissa Paris, right?
Yep. Yep. So we're happy to see that come on board and have Royal Enfield involved with that. Really, I think the key this year has been a couple of things we've talked about. One is the huge increase in getting sponsors on board with the series with Indy and with Mission Foods came on, Geico came on board. So we're seeing a lot of interest in the series, and that's just so exciting. And then on the other side is everyone's, you know, wondering what's going to happen with Superbike. Who's going to be the main guy this year? And so we'll all tune in to see, won't we?
Exciting days. We're looking forward to it. The first event, again, as we mentioned, is coming up at the end of this month, April. Road Atlanta. Recommend to all of our listeners, you get out there and check out this season of Moto America. Is there anybody you want to mention or thank as our time is coming to a close? Mike, it's been a pleasure talking to you as well.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you for having me. I definitely want to thank you guys for, you know, what you do for the Moto America series and, you know, get the word out. We sure appreciate that. And then everyone that's involved with Moto America. I've been in the few short weeks I've been with the series. It's amazing. Not only the volunteers, but, you know, the people that work for the series, the job they do is just incredible to put this series on week after week.
Indeed, it is an incredible group, an incredible series, and we want to say thanks to your organization for really putting it on the table last year. It was tough times for everyone in the world, and Moto America came through looking like the rock stars they are by being the first race series to put something on a track.
Right.
Thank you so much for that, and we look forward to seeing you at the track, Mike.
Sounds good. We'll see you there.
This week's Pit Pass trivia question was, who has won the most AMA road races in their career? The answer, of course, is the flying Canadian Miguel Duhamel, 86 wins across all classes. He also won the Daytona 200 five times. He's an AMA Hall of Fame inductee. He was the AMA Superbike champion in 1995. He got five Super Sport titles in AMA and two AMA Formula Extreme titles. The guy is incredible. And apparently he was 39 forever as well.
We've got upcoming racing. Some more rounds. We've got two more rounds of the Atlanta Supercross coming up, April 10th and April 17th. Later on in the month, we've got the GNCC Tiger Run at Big Buck Farm in Union, South Carolina. That's April 17th. So we got more racing. Make sure you get out and check it out.
Yep, and we've got MotoGP coming up from Portugal as well this weekend on the 18th, so we look forward to that. And Moto America, as we mentioned, starts their season at the end of the month at Road Atlanta.
Thank you to our guest for being with us today, and thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you can never miss an episode. If you have a moment, please rate and review us. We really, really appreciate it. Make sure you also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and visit pitpassmoto.com, or you can check out our blog.
This has been a production of Evergreen Podcasts. A special thank you to Tommy Boy Howerson, Chris Bishop, producer Leah Longbreak, and audio engineer Eric Coltnow. I'm PJ.
And I'm Dave.
We'll see you next week. Have a wheelie.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.